And now this is a dictation for Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Jansarek, J-A-N-C-Z-A-R-E-K, July 1043, addresses a letter to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y-P-A-C, 875-5023. Dear Crystal, follow up for Theresa with chronic kidney disease, underlying cardiomyopathy, last visit September. She was admitted to the hospital in December. For CHF exacerbation, atrial fibrillation, was cardioverted, there was low potassium, pleural effusion. She has prior pacemaker ablation. Eliquis. Low ejection fraction. Since discharge, went to see cardiology Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. Emiodarone was discontinued. They decreased the dose of Entresto and they increased isoprolol. No heart attack pneumonia. The AICD defibrillator device was reprogrammed. Some complications of irritation of the diaphragm already corrected with another reprogramming. Presently no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine. Stable edema, no falling episode, chronic dyspnea, no oxygen or CPAP machine, orthopnea TND, review system negative, husband is very caring and taking care of her. I review medications, also takes digoxin, which is new. Present weight 214, stable. I check blood pressure 136/84 at home in the 100s over 80s. Few rounds on the basis distant. Device on the left upper chest appears regular, no pericardial wrap. Obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. 2 plus edema bilateral. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. March 6. Creatinine 1.4 in the recent past has been as high as 1.9. A normal sodium potassium acid base normal albumin calcium, normal glucose, GFR37, normal magnesium, low HDL, but overall cholesterol, triglycerides in the very low side, normal thyroid, albumin, phosphorus. She was exposed to IV contrast for CT scan of the heart. That was back in November, excuse me, back in October. There is evidence of pulmonary hypertension with enlargement of the pulmonary artery. Has a 3-lead pacemaker. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, question progression. Effect of medications. Atrial fibrillation, cardioverter back in December. She has low ejection fraction, 32%, likely cardiorenal syndrome. Recent adjustments of medications, decrease of Entresto, added digoxin, an increase of beta blockers. There is moderate tricuspid and mitral regurgitation. Remains anticoagulated. Present potassium acid base normal, no need for phosphorus binders. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient and husband, continue to monitor chemistries. Depending on kidney function, might check digoxin levels. End of dictation.